Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to talk about delivery drama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, when we say that, what's the first thing that springs to your mind? Are you thinking about a baby falling out of somebody? Because that's not what we're doing,
okay.
I don't think. We're doing, like, delivery, like getting food, or
like
your
DoorDash.
UPS driver.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or...
The other day, I saw an Amazon truck dropping off, they were delivering packages,
yeah.
And they took off, and there was an Amazon box on the ground. But I didn't stop to pick it up, and I kind of regret that.
What should you have done?
I don't know.
Followed them?
I don't know. Because they like
or just steal it.
It was just in the middle of the road. It was also a trash day, so I don't know if it was just an empty box, but I didn't stop, and I thought about it.
Huh.
It is interesting. I always wonder about the porch pirates who steal the Amazon box because it could literally be anything.
You don't know.
Like, how do
the
you...
The stupid stuff I order, you're like, you don't want what I have in my Amazon box.
Yeah.
And what's on my porch right now are 4 square things to hold a rug down.
Yeah.
They're like double-sided sticky tape.
I'll risk time and bounty for that.
You're like, you're gonna like do that. And you're gonna be on cameras all over my neighborhood if you do that.
Yeah, I don't. Why take the risk? I guess if it's a big box, but sometimes a big box is just like diapers for our daughter or something. You know.
Well, have you seen that a lot of people? I know we're going to be talking delivery drama, but a lot of people in some neighborhood. I think it's somewhere in Colorado. There have been so many porch pirates that they're keeping their Amazon boxes and they just shove their dog poop in them.
Oh
and
yeah.
Leave them out.
Put them
on
back
their
out.
And it's like, and there's just tons of video of the pirates just yoinking. It's like, good luck. I mean, eventually the pirates will be like, oh my God, I got 7 boxes of poop on my run through Cherry Hills
today. Why did it take you 7 times?
Well, because you don't open it.
Subscribe and save.
Because, you know, I don't think you open it right away. Like, you just
drive
to the oven, grab, you get home, like, what'd we get? Oh, man, this one's poop.
This one's poop.
Like, you'd be so mad.
Yeah.
The reason we're talking about it is this guy got caught on tape, but like, it was like one of those motorcycle delivery guys. I think he had, like the weird little hot box on the back.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
With that thing.
Yeah.
And he had a pizza and like, I don't know why just know that at all times you're being filmed. So he pulls up, opens up his weird little container on the back, pulls out the pizza and like drops it on the ground and like just yard sailed it. Like the pizza came out of the box and was on the ground. Well, you're already at the place you're delivering.
Yep.
So he like scooped it up,
yeah.
Put it back in the box, closed it up and went about his.
No.
I don't fault him for it. I get it. I'll eat it.
I know you will. Road pizza to the Hack family is like a delicacy.
No, you just knock on the door and just say like, hey, I'm so sorry. I just dropped it. I'll get you a new one.
Yeah, but it's going to cost you time and money. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I'd rather that than concrete pizza.
You're waiting for the pizza, and then the doorbell finally rings. You're like, there he is. He opens it, and he's like, I don't got it.
Yeah, like, yeah. Road pizza.
Yeah.
I don't want pizza with pebbles.
Yeah, but if you didn't know.
You're gonna know.
Most
she said it landed
it.
Face down. You're gonna know.
Okay. I don't know. You just think it's some...
No.
It's black pepper?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that, I mean, if you've had... Like, do we take both sides? Is it just you had a run-in with a, like something bad happened on your delivery? Or do we want to actually hear from delivery drivers who've done
both? Because I'm sure that there's like funny stories from drivers.
Yeah. Or I think about dogs all the time. Have to like, can you ring the doorbell and then the dog just comes charging? Like you have to be kind of ready as a delivery person, I would think.
A lot of Amazon
right?
guys carry bones in their pockets.
Yeah, though. It's really cute. Because
they're just like, here you go, just to stop stop from being eaten by a giant dog.
Is that a bone in your pocket?
Okay. If you've got some delivery drama, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's the number to call or text.
The delivery drama that I get this a lot, specifically when we order from Noodles and Company, because when it gets delivered, we open the bag and it's just me and my wife. So there's just a couple entrees. Mm-hmm. And then they give us like 20 forks.
And you think it's the delivery driver doing it?
I think it's a message.
What is the message?
It feels like they're like, oh, clearly this is like a party of a bunch.
Because you've ordered.
Like a bunch of people are going to eat this food. And it's like, just me and my wife. We have all these extra forks.
Don't.
But I also appreciate it. Because what if they only gave you two and then there were four? You know, it's a hard, weird thing to complain about. But it does hurt my feelings a little.
They're like, wow, you ordered a lot of food.
I think you're reading
it's
into
hack
it too
again,
much.
Throw them in.
The weird thing that's happening to me right now, I think I'm in a fight with the FedEx driver. It's not Amazon.
Okay.
But there's somebody in my neighborhood that wants my packages to get stolen.
Really?
Like they deliver them. Here's the thing. I've already talked, like I have a bit of a pretentious house. Yes. But I bought it when it was in foreclosure. I do not make enough money to live where I live. I just want that said. I don't. I could never afford this house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got...
They don't even let us in.
They don't.
The neighborhood.
It's in. So like when you walk up to my front door, there's like a, like a foyer like outside my house There's like a weird little, like you're inside an enclosed thing, but you're not in my front door yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in that area, like you could put a package around the corner and no one would ever see it.
Yeah.
Like, Amazon
Lots of places
goes
to
like,
hide it.
Huh? Set it over here. Everybody. Amazon's great at it. The drivers just like tuck the things in.
Yeah.
If you drove by my house,
you
never know. This dude, it's FedEx, and I ordered a TV from Costco. And by the way, Costco, hey, thanks a lot. Could you put it in a cardboard box that doesn't say Vizio 65-inch?
Oh, no.
I mean, and this dude just goes, "Potunk," and like sets it on the first step. Doesn't even walk up. And so it's just like... And puts a sign on it says free TV. He doesn't get home till after 7. And so right now, as I speak, my Sunday lawn care that I ordered is sitting. I can see it on my camera.
Oh, I just got mine too.
It's sitting. You can tuck it. That will fit around the corner in my little foyer thing. But my delivery driver's got a little bone to pick with me. So it's sitting there like, with a big sign. Free Sunday lawn care. Your lawn will be the greenest one on your block.
I do hate that. And it's just the Ring camera doesn't make you feel more like at
no,
ease.
No, I'm just going to get to watch it be stolen.
You're checking on it. You're like, is it there?
I've stared at it like 4 times. I'm like, there it is. Still there for right now. And I watch people walk by slow and I'm like, that son of a, and it's the same dude. It's a FedEx driver in my hood. Can I confront him? Can I beat him up?
You can put a sign up that's like, hey, can you please
hide
packages?
Yeah, do drivers like that? Or is it that feels so passive aggressive?
Please put it somewhere like you've heard
know,
of porch pirates.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. If you have some delivery drama, we'd love to hear your story as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your drama of the delivery variety. Mm-hmm. I'm in a fight with my FedEx driver. I hope they text in. By the way, if you're my FedEx driver and you left my Sunday just sitting there, 303-222-5423. Cade?
Yai.
Delivery drama, what happened to you?
So I grew up in Wyoming, and when I was in about, I think it was fourth grade or fifth grade, I used to deliver newspapers, and I just had knocked on this person's door, and the next thing I know, a pit bull was just diving through the screen door, and it just bit me right in my face. I had to get some stitches on my eye.
No way.
Some stitches in my head. It was pretty bad.
Oh, did you sue them?
You know, I wish we would have, but my mom is such a nice person. She's like, oh, it's okay.
As you're bleeding
it's
from the head.
It's your face, though.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Luckily, I don't have any bad scars from it, but it was pretty traumatizing as a kid.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the call. We should just do dog stories, like just dog bite. Have you had your face bitten off before?
I've had, yeah. Not my face, but hands.
Yeah. There's a hole in my face that if I shave my beard, you could see.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. Delivery drama, what do you got?
So during COVID, when the government gave us all, you know, the checks, we got a pretty good one. So my husband, also with it being COVID,
okay,
we were online shopping. We were grocery shopping, you know, we were in Texas, so it was at HEB. And he discovered the power of you can see everything. There was so many things, and he went a little crazy, and he got, like, every flavor of chips, all kinds of flavors of cookies.
Oh, he just went wild on grocery shopping.
We were home for, we were dealing. It was COVID. It was a stressful time, okay?
Yeah, stress snacking.
We had four kids at the time, 14 to 3 years old, okay? So we ordered all this stuff. I didn't know what he ordered. I thought he ordered, like, some snacks. The delivery driver pulls up, and he has, like, all of these bags, which I have to then grab our wagon to carry them, because it's COVID, too, so I didn't want to, like, you know, get too close. And he was like, so, are you guys, like, having a party or something?
No, it's called quarantining.
It's called quarantining, first of all. And, no, my husband just got carried away.
You're not allowed as a delivery driver. I'm starting to discover a common theme, mm-hmm. like your problem too, Tiak. Like they're judging you when they give you too many forks.
Exactly.
And like you're asking if I'm having a party. No, I just really like chips.
Yeah.
Like it's none of your business.
Uh-huh.
Adrian?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. Delivery drama, what happened to you?
I paid like $400 to have my newborn pictures taken at the hospital, and they threw them over my fence, and my dog shredded them all over the yard. There was just
the delivery driver just tossed them.
Yes, over the fence, and the dog's like shredded millions of papers everywhere.
The dog's sending a message.
Yeah, for sure.
What did? Oh, did you? Did they redo it for you? I mean, that's nobody. That's so dumb.
Like, yeah, and we had signs up saying like "Beware of dog," and I'm sure they heard him barking. But yeah,
so
I was
just
an emotional brand new mom crying.
Well, what
yeah.
are they? If "Beware of dog,"
I don't
says,
know.
Don't
you
come
don't
in.
Just
where
rub
do you,
a hamburger on it and hurl it over the fence? Maddie.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Delivery drama.
Yeah. So I have a bearded dragon. So pretty regularly I have to order bugs online as part of her diet.
Oh, gross.
And recently I got a delivery, and on my camera I saw the delivery driver notice the live insect sticker and nearly throw up on my porch. Oh.
You can't see them though. It just freaked them out.
To know it's in your hand.
I mean, but there's a sticker, but yeah, I hope I didn't traumatize him too bad.
I'm just saying, okay, that's part of the gig, right?
I guess, but you also know something's in that house that's going to eat these. Like, ugh.
Oh my God, I just figured out why my FedEx driver hates me.
What?
It's the Cola Guard. Because he had to pick up the poop in the box. That's why he's doing
it.
But it's not, it doesn't say poop in a
box. No, but it's got that stupid little smiley face in the box. It's like,
there was a scent.
No! You put it in, you don't just.
It wasn't marked, but he knew. Everyone knew.
You know, if you're the FedEx driver, they have to pick up, like, the.
That's right.
And it's just, it's got, if you've seen the commercial, it's the Cola Guard weird little. I'm like, oh my God, it just occurred to me with the live insects. Like, when they go to this house, they're like, oh my God, I'm picking up somebody's poop. Christy?
Yeah.
We're 0 for like 8 on Yai today. I just want you to know. Christy, what's your delivery drama?
So I'm currently delivering right now, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's not really, I don't even know if it's drama, but you know, we have to deliver to people's garages all the time.
Oh.
Like that's something that like we're required to do.
So they just open the door, they give you a code or what?
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah, we have a code, and it's just like, it goes to Bluetooth, and it just opens up.
Weird. Okay.
And, like, I've seen a lot of stuff that I probably shouldn't see.
Oh, because they don't even think about it, but that's where their meth lab is.
Yeah. I mean, other than, you know, dogs jumping out, I mean, I can't probably say a lot of the stuff on air, to be honest, like what I've seen
what?
In people's garages.
What area are you in?
I want to be friends with you, though. Carlos.
Yeah.
Oh, for 9.
What is your delivery drama?
So I was delivering in Boulder. I work for Amazon, and I was delivering to some old man that he was just like your regular farmer old guy. And he sees me walking up to the door with the package, and he swings open the door, and he's like, "Oh, you messed up now, boy." And he swings open the door, and 10 fat wiener dogs wearing come chasing me out of his fence. And I hop the fence and get into the car, and I'm driving down the street by the time that they hit the fence.
Yeah, why are you running away from them?
You don't want to take the love of 10 wieners. One wiener at a time.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is time for what we like to call news.
News.
Decide this is news or no.
These guys try to come up with actual legitimate news stories. I decide, and I almost never decide they're no. But let's go ahead and kick it off.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
You're welcome.
There's a new beauty trend coming to us from TikTok, and it involves rubber bands.
Okay.
And apparently you would, like, tie them around your ears for a facelift.
How is that going to lift your face?
Facelift.
So you band your...
It's like, my understanding is you do one rubber band that, like, kind of goes behind your head to your other ear.
Okay.
And so it pulls your face up and you wear it for, like,
But your 10... ears don't work like that.
No, but it's latched around your... It's just, those are the hooks. So it's pulling your face.
I don't know. It goes around the... I see.
Yeah, so it's pulling.
I see. Yeah, it wraps around the back.
That's my... I haven't seen the video.
I'm saying, so, but you'd have to go around the front because the part that catches on your ear goes this way.
I know,
way.
But...
So then it wraps around. So
I know, that, but I'm just... I want you to get a rubber band and try it because I don't think it'll... So are we...
I'll try it.
Is this Tide Pod? We're recommending you don't do it?
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Do I look better?
No.
Am I handsome now?
This is just another... You know what I like to think of TikTok as? Natural selection.
Yeah.
Why don't we just let people do it? Mm-hmm. In fact, if you're thinking rubber bands on your ear is going to make you hotter, by all means, swing by the station. We'll give you some rubber bands.
Yeah. It's kind of like a push-up bra for your face, almost. Like it...
What?
But isn't it one of those things, like, eventually you have to take... Good evening.
And the only way to stop you, because it wasn't your story to say nope to, was just to start the...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is a very special day.
Why are you doing this? I don't like it when you do things like this.
It's International ASMR Day.
Can I tell you, I never listened. You sent me... Oh, I'm sorry.
If we can feel the tingles.
Yeah.
And feel relaxed. You never watched the video I showed you?
You,
Michael, you didn't watch it.
I did not. I'm sorry. How much longer do I have to talk? So this is what you do. Like, you just get all breathy.
ASMR. It is autonomous sensory meridian response. Most people call it the tingles when you just hear something relaxing and just kind of gives you goosebumps on your brain.
Okay.
And it's a great day to do
and
that.
Today's the day to, like, this is the day we celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a good day to give it a try. I knew you didn't watch that video I sent you.
You recommended that I watch the Justin Bieber Holy music video when it came out. That song came out in what, 1998?
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
I watched it like 4 days ago.
Yeah.
So, So,
and it lost its effect on
I
you.
No, like, I still cry.
It came out in 21.
Okay, so it was, okay. Yeah, five years ago. 4 years, whatever.
So yeah, 2030, so you'll get to around to that ASMR.
I will listen to your ASMR video. All right, so tonight is the night. If you've not done ASMR before.
Yeah, give it a try.
Do you have recommendations? Do you think...
There's ones where they just make noise.
Stop touching your microphone.
I really like haircut ones too. I know I've talked about shopping, but haircuts are good because you
there is some good ones where it's this woman doing ballroom dancing hair, and the amount of gel that they use, it's phenomenal.
But she's just talking about it while she's doing it?
No, there's no talking. It's just the hair. So it's the sound of like the, and like she does the powder. And it's so good. It's so good.
Stop touching your microphone.
I can't. It's so good.
Okay.
Thank you for the time. Back to you, Aaron.
Good evening.
Good evening. We can stop. We can talk.
I didn't want to like jump into it.
I know,
quickly
but it's
scare
just
everyone.
It's bugging me because I'm going to be really abrasive.
No, I know. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of TikTok, Walmart has entered the chat, the bidding war for TikTok. Because it was supposed to get banned again, I guess, and then it got...
Yeah, he did the thing where he like gave him yet another reprieve, but we're getting close to, like... at least we didn't have that 12-hour period where...
14!
It was okay, 14-hour period where we literally, as a company... Mm-hmm. I don't think Aaron even knows this, but there was like a text chain that you weren't on, but we are on the 11th floor of an 11-story building, and so... To gain access to the roof, even workers have to come through our suite to go up on the roof.
Yeah.
And we had a text chain going like during that 14-hour period, like no one let Aaron in the building. Because she's going to fling herself with TikTok being gone.
It
she has no reason.
Bad.
Aaron, I know it's weird for you to cry.
Oh.
But you definitely cried.
Not over TikTok. No,
you did.
No.
You shed a tear.
I got angry.
No,
and
you add a little bit of everything.
So I did not cry.
Walmart may buy it. Is that who you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Will they change it to like Wall Talk or something? Because that's what they do with all their drugs. It's like, ooh, Wall Fed. Or wait, does Walgreens do that? Who does that?
Like
when they do their own.
Yeah.
Does Walmart do it too? Or am I just conflating?
They have
two
great
things?
Value.
Great value.
Great value brand is Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I just ruined everything. Was that the end of your story?
It was.
Okay. Great.
Good evening. Taylor Johnson. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Is that the
tangerine or lemon? I always forget which one.
Yeah. I actually watched some movie with him. It's not as bad as the Electric State.
Okay. Well, he is being openly endorsed by Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, it's Bond.
To play the next
Yes.
Bond. That'd be good.
James Bond.
You can't have anybody else. Because there's been talk
but he's
of
not
like
British.
Doing.
Or is he? Is he British?
He's British.
He is British. Yep.
You don't have to be.
My earpiece is telling he is British.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that the Slugger Show
yep,
research?
They're
research
back
team?
There running
yeah,
around.
Back
he's
around.
Blowing it again. He's,
okay. okay. I support that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I just watched Kick-Ass again. Whatever movie he's in, it's not very good, but he's smolderingly hot in it. Kraken?
Craven the Hunter?
Craven the Hunter.
That's, okay. I watched that too, weirdly.
You can't say that it's good.
Great hair. Great hair, though.
He's so hot!
He is.
Great hair.
But it's not. As Bond, I think he'll crush it.
Yeah, do you think he'll do? To me, he's a little scruffier in a good way. But will he be kind of a scruffy Bond? With a little longer, a little shaggy hair.
Have you seen Bullet Train? He's pulled together in that.
Okay.
And he's still a little scruffy.
Yeah.
His hair is a little longer than...
Like, yeah,
he can
but
pull
I think
it off.
Nah, he's got it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll
but
see.
But can we see him as a womanizer?
Aaron,
put it back away!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, we've talked before about... Like, and it Slacker's very guilty of this, and I think on purpose.
Don't start
on purpose because you like to play the siren a lot, like sound effect sometimes.
I would never. People are in their cars right now, dude, and to like do something that would make them think
I know
they're being followed by the police.
The sirens, or the other one that you like is the phone vibrating. You know, that makes you think, my phone vibrate.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you don't.
Huh?
Okay. So
they're just too close.
So
together.
We've talked
Your
about
phone
that.
Never rings that hard.
Yeah.
But we've also talked about like in commercials, one of the worst things if a commercial is playing is when they have an alarm sound because it feels unfair. You're like, I'm sitting here trying to chill, trying to relax. And then you hit me with the worst sound on earth.
Like the
just Or I mean like the alarm clock.
Yeah.
Oh,
like that's
yeah.
the worst.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, don't play that now. I don't want to think about waking. Now I'm thinking about waking up.
Yeah.
And now I'm mad.
You're right. Okay.
So I have another to add to the list. So this happened recently.
Okay.
I was hanging out. Kids are in bed. My wife and I are watching.
Sorry, I'm getting a call.
We're watching TV and we start progressing. We start kind of getting closer. We start kissing. We're having adult parent time.
What do I need
right?
this for? I don't need this information.
Because as this happens, we hear, Mom! And so I go, oh, okay. I'm like, well, they called you. You know, so she goes,
well, they called
I know.
You.
Well, that has happened, and there's nothing worse than when you go up, you're like, what do you need? And they're like, Mom, I wanted Mom. And you're like, thanks. just right in the heart.
Oh, I do get why you would send her if this. Yeah, you're right.
So like, Mom! Because
it is just like, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. she, oh, hold on, they're awake. So she goes up, she comes back, they're like, they're asleep. Nothing happened.
You're saying it was in the commercial.
There's a commercial, and I don't know which one it was.
We have to find out.
But there's a commercial where there's a kid going
in the middle of the commercial.
Mom!
What?
Yes.
No way.
And it's so the worst part, she comes back and I'm like, okay, well, good. False alarm. And she's like,
Moment.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Did you want like ice cream or anything? Like, it's like, oh, what commercial?
We have to.
Are you sure it wasn't Leo like talking in his sleep or something?
I'm pretty sure it was the commercial. There's just, Mom.
Now listen, I know
or
there's
a ghost, perhaps.
There's people haunted? Who are mad at me for the sound effects I just played and whatnot, but mm-hmm. like nobody's mad at Tiak, right?
Right.
People like him. We need to find out what commercial this is.
Okay.
So if you know what it is,
303-222-5423.
That's step one. Step two, we boycott that company. We put that company out of business.
Yes.
That's too far.
No, or we teach them a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We like.
Yep. I had to learn a lesson.
Yes. We go over to their house when they're trying to have relations.
Yeah.
And we stand outside their door and play the siren sound effect.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Other people's problems. We've been doing this forever. So if you'd like to hear an old one, we have them all in the same place.
Mm-hmm. The Audacy app.
Audacy.
AUDACY.
You can get that on your favorite app place. This is Other People's Problems and What's Happening.
Today we have Elizabeth, and she is struggling with whether or not she should leave her marriage.
What?
I'll just come out and say it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I come in and I'm thinking, okay, Elizabeth?
Yay.
Well, this is a great spot to make that decision. What's going on?
Yeah, so I've been married for almost 9 years now.
Okay.
But I know I've heard it's happened to other people, but we've drifted apart, and my husband, he's hardly ever home, and at this point, it kind of feels more like we're roommates than husband and wife, really.
It is the tale as old as time. It happens. Mm. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And I really feel like I should have left my husband 5 years ago, honestly, but I got pregnant and that kind of changed that plan. And so, yeah, I just never left him.
So you got pregnant 5 years ago when you were ready to leave?
Okay. Yeah. So then I never did. It was obviously not a good time to do that.
So you have a 4 or 5 year old child right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the thing is that I've been having an affair with this guy.
Jesus. Oh my Lord!
For the love of
Sorry.
I mean, I got to say, he's a wonderful guy. He's really wonderful.
Your husband or the man you're having an affair with?
No, I mean, my husband's not a bad guy, but I mean, the guy that I've been seeing, he's just a great guy. Mm. We've been dating for 3 years now.
Oh. Okay.
Tiak, I don't know that this is one of the ones we would normally tackle. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm conflicted. I mean, my husband has no idea at the moment, obviously. And
as far as you know, he does. I mean, I'm not saying that he does, but like, okay. I didn't mean to throw a wrench into everything, but it's just one of those things where like, do you think he's having an affair? Like, I don't
know. No, I don't know. I don't at all. I don't. I mean, I honestly don't really know much. We hardly talk. It's more just like passing, coming and going, and we're never really together anymore.
Yeah, because you're with another dude.
Okay. Yep.
That's
the
kind of
part.
Well,
I the one thing I can't do is cheaters.
Infidelity is rough. Once you've been cheated on, it's hard to, but like, I'm working on this new version of myself that's more empathetic.
Hmm. Now's not the time,
bud. Probably, it seems like a weird time.
But like,
hold off on that.
The circumstance, I understand. I think both my ex-wife and I would say the same thing. Because I've kind of made a vow to never talk crap about her.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would both agree that we stayed way too long. And that there were definite checkpoints where we're like, right then, I was out. How about you? And it's like, oh yeah, I was out. And like, so that 5 year ago thing, if you were feeling it, he was feeling it, but then you had a baby and like, well, maybe this will bring us back together, but it didn't. And then within a couple of years, it sounds like you found somebody who makes you happy, but you didn't, you didn't let go of the other branch first.
Yeah. Like it just kind of continued. Like, okay. I should have hit the pause button then, but didn't.
Okay.
So then what's keeping you with your husband now?
The kid?
I mean, I don't know. It's scary. It's a risk, right? Like my boyfriend now, he's pretty much at this point tired of waiting, and he's ready to move to another state if I don't make this decision and leave my husband.
Oh, so there's an ultimatum. That's why you're here with us.
Yeah.
Is there's an ultimatum.
Mm.
This has every single element that upsets at least one person on the
crawling
show.
also though, you know, like, my boyfriend's actually met my daughter at the park before, and he's so sweet with her.
What are you doing?
I don't like it.
Doing? What? I mean, who does your daughter think he is?
Well, she just thought, like, he's a friend of mine at the park, and, like, he pushed her on the swing, and he was so sweet with her.
Okay, okay, everyone, inhale.
Ooh.
303-222-5423. Text, call. If you need to use bad words, we prefer the text. Because there's only so many bleeps we can get in. Elizabeth, so...
Yeah.
Can I just say, I'm processing this whole thing all at once, but like, I don't know if Elizabeth is your name. But you're definitely not using Voice Disguiser. So are you here today to shove your marriage off a cliff? Like, do you want to get caught? Is it like there's a lot going on. This feels like
that makes a decision easier if you're busted and now like,
oops, okay, oh, you got me. I've been screwing this dude for 3 years and he plays with our daughter sometimes. Like,
I mean, I guess I'm torn. Like, I don't know what the right decision is, because what if I leave my husband and it doesn't work out? Or what if I just don't know what to do.
You're married. Now.
To me, I've never been married, so I know I'm looking at it with a different whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why you can't just leave your husband. No matter what, you are unhappy with your husband.
Your marriage is over, right?
Yeah.
Your marriage was over.
So why not at least start there?
But
is
if you do
logical?
It because this ultimatum is sitting...
I'm like, not saying do it because of the ultimatum. Right. I'm saying do it because you are unhappy.
With the timing of the ultimatum, then it feels like
Well, of course, and then you get to say, I've been having an affair this whole time, but...
I honestly, I don't feel well. Like I physically don't feel well. Because this is just, this is a lot. So, the reason you told us way too much stuff, why did you tell us about the daughter? Because you think if you leave your husband, this guy will step in as a parenting influence?
Yeah, I want you guys to have the full picture. Like, he was so good with her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like she's not going to have a supportive guy there. Like, you know, he's shown that he would be good to her. So I guess I want you guys to know that.
Uh-huh. You've been remarkably silent on this.
She's just so far gone from where I would have said. I'm more with Aaron that it's like, I don't know that I have advice for you at this point. Like, I had advice for you maybe
5 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sounds, 3 years ago.
It sounds terrible, but it's like, no offense, Elizabeth. I don't want to waste my breath on you. You don't seem like a good person.
But this is where the empathy comes in. You have to understand, like, when you're in a bad marriage but then you have a young kid and you're just like, and then it's like somebody brings joy to your life. I'm not saying that her decisions were good or right.
I'm not saying they're good either. Right. I know this isn't a great decision.
It's the consequences of your own actions. Deal with it.
Can you understand the steps of God?
I can't.
Like, I can't. I understand.
I haven't been married. I don't know what all
but
of that
is
like.
But you have been in a relationship, and you've been in a cheating relationship.
Yeah.
And it's like,
so
it's hard.
I left.
Right. I'm just saying, I've been on both sides of the cheating in relationships, and it's like, I don't think I'm just an evil piece of crap. It just happened. And
yeah, just, it didn't, it, mm. I didn't decide. I didn't just like decide. It just got more and more distant. It just felt more and more off, and I felt more and more unhappy. It just, I don't know. I didn't plan on it. Didn't plan on it.
Elizabeth, so you're saying your boyfriend, as you called him, he's ready to be a family. Like he wants you,
or he's gonna leave
your daughter.
It's
right.
Like, it's all or nothing right now.
But do
it's all or nothing. Yeah, he's like I've waited 3 years. Like I'm done, and he's ready to move out of the state. And if he moves out of the state, I'll be so crushed. Like I'll be so sad.
Oh my God. And have you thought about, yeah.
I don't feel bad because your husband's going to feel sad when he finds out you've been having a three. Like, I can't, I'm out.
I'm
out.
You are one. Yes. Okay. Elizabeth, I feel therapy words that the longer we let you talk, the more we find out about you. And I think we have all we need for right now. So hang on right there. This is a first. I don't think we should say anything else.
Yeah.
I think we should just take calls.
Okay.
Because anything else we're going to say, like, Aaron is way off the rails. You're at least three quarters off the rails, Tihak.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be devil's advocate and just say, before you all come running towards the station with pitchforks and torches, affairs happen.
Yes.
And marriage was bad.
And I would say devil's advocate too. Second marriages work out sometimes. I mean, that's sometimes you meet someone and you not in the way you would plan it. So I hear you. Like this could be like maybe people have been through this.
Sorry. It's just all right. Should Elizabeth, I think the consensus will be, you're allowed to say, no, you should stay in your crappy marriage if you want to. But like the consensus is she should leave her marriage. Should she leave her marriage and out herself on the affair? Should she leave her marriage and be alone for a little while? Should she leave her marriage right away to keep this guy that she believes she loves? Or does she deserve to just be alone and sad for a little bit for the terrible choices she's made for the last 3 years? That last part is just for Aaron. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've got some people fired up today.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Elizabeth does. She was on the phone with us a little bit ago. What, other than the Kennedy assassination, what didn't she admit to?
Yeah.
Her marriage was bad about 5 years ago. She was going to leave, but they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So didn't leave.
About 3 years ago, she started an affair and she's still in it. Well, her affair, her partner, her quote, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
is saying, I've been with you for 3 years and if you don't make it just us, if you don't leave your husband, I'm going to take
it's
a job.
It's terrible because she has her husband as like the backup plan. She's holding on to both. She wants her cake and wants to eat it too. Like, I'm so done with her.
So all that is hard enough. But then just to prove that her boyfriend loves her and could build a life with her, she also shared with us, oh yeah, well, my boyfriend has met my daughter on the playground and he's great with her. So it's like, she just...
I thought we were never going to get Aaron back at that point.
Yeah.
She was so
Aaron's
fed up.
Still a little bit checked out. I don't know if you can see it, but she is taped to the chair. She's not allowed to leave. Carl?
This is Carl. Yai.
Yai. Elizabeth is just listening now, so you don't get to yell directly at her, but what advice do you have?
I don't want to directly yell at her, but this has personally happened to me after a 13-year marriage and my third baby with her. Mm-hmm. So, your husband is going to be devastated. He might not have a clue, but he has seen signs or hints, but he is going to be devastated to the core, let alone all you are thinking about is your happiness right now.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about your child's happiness. You're not thinking about your husband's happiness. You're thinking about your own, and my ex-wife did the same thing to me.
Wow.
So what do you think she should do right now? Should she come clean?
She needs to come clean, tell her husband that, you know, it pretty much we're done. It doesn't matter about the ultimatum with the new boyfriend. She needs to come clean and just tell the husband and just go through the divorce and get it done and over with. You're not happy. Mm-hmm. You're not happy. It's the same thing with my ex-wife. She wasn't happy. We went through the same kind of spell. Did we think a third baby would help? Not for sure, but I thought
that's
it would.
Oh, my God. So sorry. That's just pro tip, everyone. Yeah, that doesn't.
She had the affair 3 months after the baby, so it's even worse for me.
Goodness. Carl.
Oh, yeah, but honestly, my gut this is Aaron's right now. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, okay.
It feels the same.
Well, we're sorry we picked at the scab. Anyway,
yeah.
No. It's totally fine. I'm totally open. It's better to talk about it, get it out there. If you hold it in, you'll just be depressed and lonely. You don't want any of that. Get back out there, do activities, all that kind of stuff. That's the best thing your husband's going to have going
it's
forward.
It's time for, but the bottom line is she's got to be honest. Thank you for the call, man. Beth?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so the fact that you think it's even questionable whether or not you should tell your husband that not only have you been cheating on him for 3 freaking years, but that you went ahead and introduced your boyfriend to him, this man won't even talk to you anymore. You need to go ahead and get yourself a divorce.
Yeah.
Like, that is so disrespectful, like, human being to another human being. And then you're also damaging your child. He's going to be caught up in the middle of this, or she's going to be caught up in the middle of this and be like, oh, yeah, now I have a big secret, Dad. I already freaking met this dude that my mom's living with 3 months later. Like, the whole thing is sick and wrong. I think even the fact that you said this other guy is such a good human... What kind of good human would date someone that's married for 3 freaking years when they have a child? Like, I can't even.
This is angering
me, and I don't understand why you'd want to call a radio station. Like, you need to go see a priest.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Beth.
You're right. We are not that.
I should be asking all these people, but it's fairly obvious. Both the people we've talked to so far have been cheated on, right? You don't feel this visceral about this without having been on the other side. But that's why you're so pissed.
No, I'm also pissed because, yes, I've never been married. I admitted that.
But that doesn't... I don't think that matters.
But I'm just saying, be a good person. That's it.
But I don't think that I've cheated... And I don't think I'm a bad person. All I'm trying to say, and I'm not taking Elizabeth's side, but I'm saying you can get caught up in circumstances. I'm not trying to
defend. Yeah, one or two times, not 3 years.
Yeah. Roscoe?
Yai.
Yai. Do you have advice for me or Elizabeth or Aaron or T-Hack? Anybody, what advice do you have?
I got breaking news. He's cheating too.
We don't know that because there are just guys who are just like, maybe she'll come back around.
Mm-hmm.
He's got needs. whether emotionally, sexually, physically, he's got to get those. If they're really just ships passing in the night and they're like their communication is as desolate as she says, he is getting those needs met somewhere else.
I can tell you, fine. I've been in a relationship on the wrong side of the cheating for sure. And my needs were not being met and I didn't even consider it.
Really?
Was it 3 years?
Yeah. I do is long-term relationships, so yeah. All my relationships are minimum 3 years. In fact, just stay on the phone for a little while, Roscoe. Thank you for the call, man. That's an interesting theory. I agree that it feels weird that if their marriage has drifted that far, but I mean...
But there's something to it. Can the husband be that oblivious to it if it's been going on this long and they are that far apart? I guess that happens too.
Yeah. Nicole?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think Elizabeth is disgusting. I think he needs to tell her husband and move on with this guy. She's been with him for 3 years and she lets
but
him
But then
meet
she
her
still
daughter.
Wins. That's the other thing I don't like. It's like she gets...
I don't care if she gets what she wants. She needs to let go of her husband. You are dragging down your husband and your child.
Exactly.
But somehow the punitive side of me wants her to lose everything like he's going to lose everything.
Well, I want that too. I can do either way.
Yeah,
because
you
guys are all right. Because I think that's very disgusting. I've never been cheated on, never been in a cheating relationship. Ugh. I can only imagine how horrible it feels.
It's awful.
And the longer she keeps her husband... unaware, the more hurtful he's going to be.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for that poor guy.
Can we read any of the texts, or are they all just...
There's no good ones.
Let's just...
like, no nice
Elizabeth,
ones.
Elizabeth, if that is your real name, all of Denver is looking for you right now.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a moral dilemma.
All right. All right.
I don't think you're in the right place.
Yeah, who's going to help you?
I just love that, like, we have cameras in here now. And so I think sometimes, like, just now, Aaron just stopped caring about being on the air and just did the longest eye roll I've ever seen. It's like, wait, you have morals? Like, okay. I have a friend who's given me some advice, and I'm thinking about taking it. Dating advice.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. All right.
What do you guys think? I'm thinking about trying something totally new when it comes to dating.
Okay.
Before I say what it is, what do you think it is? What do you think I would try? What do you think I've done and what do you think I haven't tried?
Well, you've tried apps. You didn't like them and that's okay. Apps are trash.
Apps only work for girls, in my humble opinion. Or super rich guys who know THAC. Like if you got a Lambo in your Tinder shot, you're just swatting.
He doesn't need the apps.
No.
Yeah, just the Lambo will do it, I think.
No, but he still uses the apps.
Mm-hmm.
Does he really?
Because your intention is clear. I think that dude uses the apps because then otherwise the girl's like, oh my God, I'm getting in the Lambo. I could marry this guy. But if you met him on Tinder, it's like, we're not getting married. Just so you know, where'd we meet? Tinder, ta-da, short-term fun.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think he does use both, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he needs it. I think he does it for setting boundaries.
Gotcha. Like,
yeah.
And you, for clarification, you wanted the apps for... You're a long-term relationship person,
but
right?
I've tried clicking that. I've tried clicking
but
don't care.
But is that your
tried,
end goal? Or like, what is your dating goal?
Well, my dating goal was just anything. Like at a certain point, this is making my friend's advice so much more clear to me. I might not even need anyone else's help. But
oh, really? I was gonna guess. I don't know if they really do this or if this is just in movies and TV shows, but like a speed dating type of situation. Because
there are those.
There
yeah.
are okay.
Have you been to one?
No, I've seen posters for them. I don't think I would ever go. I want to watch. Though.
It's
so
a lot
you can
like a
go
nude
and
beach where it's like you think a nude beach is like all hot people, but it's all the people you don't want to see naked kind of thing. You've ever been to a nude beach?
No.
Like I've been like I didn't go on purpose. I just was like in Mexico and we're like walking through and it's like, oh, hello, hi. And you're like, was like, that dude's wearing a sweater. No, he's not. Ah! Just, ugh. It's never what you want to see.
I don't like speed dating's the same. I don't like this comparison because a nude, I don't know.
But like speed dating is just like, it's like what I've, from what I've seen, like the ones I've been like invited to, then are like, here's pictures from our past event. And I was like, it would have to be speed dating.
It's like everyone's last resort kind of thing. It was like,
it's like we've all given up.
I feel like that's changing though, because everyone is kind of moving away from the apps and they're meeting people in person. So speed dating is one of those things.
Yeah.
Well, okay. that was what I was going to say is like, I think you shine because of your personality. I think you need to get in front of people. Yeah.
Because I actually think speed dating would be bad for you. Because
I'm bad at the first. I got to grow on you.
No.
No.
Because you know you have a time limit, you're going to come out and say the worst possible thing.
Yeah, I do that anyway.
Exactly. But you're going to double down because you know you only have 3 minutes. Yeah. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah, it'd be okay, like Kill Tony. Right. I would be doing Kill Tony.
Yeah.
Aaron's right. Never mind. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
All right. Any other guesses before you tell you? Because I swear, guys,
I've been trying to get you to meet people just in the wild.
But how? I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Maybe like a monastery or something? Are you going that, you zigging that hard? You zagging?
You're nailing it.
What?
I might be done.
Just what?
Done. Because do you know how much time I devote to thinking about it? Yes. It's a lot.
It is. And that is why I deleted the apps.
Zero. Mm-hmm. Apps are already gone. But then if I go out, it's like, hey, let's run over to Ocean Prime for a drink or whatever. Then I'm like scanning in the room and it's like, I'm not present.
Yeah.
I am constantly, it's like, oh, I'm going to run to King Soopers because I'm going to make pasticcio tonight. And when I'm at King Soopers, I'm like, oh, I should, is anybody in produce? Mm-hmm. Is anybody? And it's like, I'm done. My friend was like, and here's the thing. They're not saying, like, stop looking and then it'll find you. They're saying, just be done. Do you really need companionship?
Just retire. Just
I don't think you need to full on retire.
But what?
Yeah.
I'm not getting any younger. I mean,
his jersey's going in the rafters.
It's pretty good. I have pulled off some amazing stuff.
You have.
In relationships. Like, I've been outside of my league in every relationship I've ever been.
Mm-hmm. You've had celebrities. You've had.
So maybe it's just time to go, like, go play music and go be a dad and go, like, just...
For now, sure.
No, but, like, if I leave the door cracked...
I picture you being, like, the next Golden Bachelor.
Okay, so I'm going to be done until nothing works on me? I'm not doing that. I'm not going to wait that long. If I'm done, I'm done. Then I could just... Can you imagine how laser... the show would be better? Like...
Yeah.
I spend so much time thinking about it.
Yes, which is unhealthy. There's no way
for me to go, turn it down to 20.
Yes, there is.
No, you turn
just
it off.
Just turn it down.
No, I'm 100 or I'm 0. What does 20 look
good.
Like? What does 20 look like? Then I'm only kind of carrying around an upside down pineapple in my cart. Like what? Yeah. I don't know what it looks like to be halfway anything. What do I do that's halfway? Name a thing I do halfway. I don't do anything halfway.
No.
So then I gotta be done.
Can you turn it off though?
Of course I can.
But you're.
Oh my God, I'm so mad right now that nothing's happening that I'm just like.
But
be
you're
done.
Young, you're virile, you're like, how
Who
do you,
cares?
How do you not think about.
I, boobs no, I
and
understand.
Stuff. Like, you're
no,
a guy.
I understand.
Like, how but do since, you stop? Seriously, how do you stop?
Since I'm already handling it.
Okay. Okay. I need a hand.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I was perusing Reddit the other day, and I saw this list of things from the olden days. I wonder, do you guys have any olden days things in your head? Like things that used to happen that you look back now and go, that would never fly today. You could never do... I spent the bulk of my childhood, my seat in when we were going places was in the bed of the truck.
Oh, really? Just outside?
Well, there's two parents and four boys.
Okay.
And if we're going in dad's truck, one boy gets up front, and then rest, you're just in the back of the truck. Wherever you're going, you're in the back of the truck.
Were you ever on a lap? Or that from like from when you were a baby?
At some point, if we were in like cars sometimes.
This is Michael's spot.
Right? No, like, yes, sometimes. But like mostly, if it was nice outside, mm-hmm. you're in the back of the truck.
Mm, yeah.
If we're hauling something that could fly away, you're definitely in the back of the truck. You're the weight.
Oh, yeah.
I was on top of mattresses wow. in the back of the truck as like your $40 mattress you care more about than your child.
Yeah. If you fly out, you better push that mattress back in before yes. you do, boy.
What, but that just tells you how old I am. But that wasn't a thing for you guys. You never rode in the back. Do you ever ride in the back of a car?
Yeah. Like a station wagon?
Yes, all the way in the back.
Facing backwards?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I got sick. That's when I knew I couldn't do that anymore.
You can't ride backwards.
And I stay like at the airport on the train. I have to face forward to this day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because something about facing backwards, I get really sick.
Huh.
Do you think you could do it on a plane? Because I didn't think I could, but they go so fast that you forget. Because you don't really...
Yeah,
but
you don't
take
really,
off is weird.
Takeoff would be tough. But yeah, maybe once we're up in the air.
Because there's a...
The
first time I ever went to Hawaii, and I've only been twice, but like mm-hmm. the plane, like we had like first class seats and they faced each other.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I had my back facing forward and I was like, ugh, I'm not gonna... But once you were going, once you're in the air,
yeah.
you don't realize
I guess I've used the bathroom on an airplane. That's, you're kind of facing sideways, so it's not that much different.
Okay, I have another one. Okay. I have this whole list, but mm-hmm. I want like you guys to chime in. And you guys can chime in on text at 303-222-5423. I know you guys don't know this one. But do you realize that there was a time in our history where drunk driving was just okay, kind of?
It was always
illegal, but cops were just like...
It was just like frowned upon?
Yeah, there goes Lou. He's leaving the Rhinelander. It was like,
oh my gosh.
I kind of knew this because there's a video. I forget what state it's, but when they finally outlawed or they made it, they were like, look, we're going to crack down on drunk driving. And they interviewed people on the street and people are like,
I have seen that video.
Yeah. They're like, this is an outrage.
People were mad.
What about our rights?
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, stuff. I'm leaving work. I want a beer. I'm just going to open one in the car.
Do you understand that most of the liquor stores in Longmont, Colorado were drive through?
Intentionally?
I am dead.
Intentionally?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you got off work. I mean, my dad worked construction.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
So you got off work and drove through and got a 12 pack. Waited until you got home, right?
Mm. Wow.
Of course not.
I feel like that video wasn't that long ago either. Like, we've really.
No, it was
come
not.
A long way.
Look up MADD.
Mad.
Yes. That's when it stopped.
Yeah.
Because enough drunk jerks killed or hurt people that mothers had to form a coalition called Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Up until that, we always kind of went, well, if you drive after 5, you might run into a drunk guy. What? That's...
That is, yeah. That's,
1980.
Yes!
Wow.
Crazy.
You just...
Okay. Well, that's good. We're moving in the right direction.
So serious. Yeah. I can't believe I got to find this video you're talking about. So
people, they are so, it's, there's
it
no
like
irony at all.
It was like a protest or something about it.
You
they were
protested.
Just interviewed. Yeah.
You want more drunk people on the street is what there's like, we have the right. If we want to, if we want
America,
if we want to have a couple drinks. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Do you have anything like that? Do you think there's anything? Because I just feel like...
I've thought about it. It's not like shocking. I've just thought about with both of my kids. Like, my son will never have to call a girl he likes. He'll never have to call her home and talk to her dad. Mm. And same thing
with
my...
You just call her.
Yeah. Or you just text her even. Like,
yes.
The parents don't even need to know anything.
We don't know.
Who are you on the phone with? Like, any of that.
Ever.
And same with my daughter. I'll never go, who's this? Hi, Mr. Hack. Can I talk with Hayes? Like... I don't think I'll have that.
And you did have to do that.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Oh. Hello.
And you're just praying there? To God she answers. It's mm-hmm. like, I'm calling you at 8:02 tonight.
Yes, please.
You need to lunge for the phone. I don't want to talk to your brother. I don't want to talk to your mother. And I damn sure don't want to talk to your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mother was good. Dad was always
bad.
Very scary, yeah.
Because then they just mess with you. Who's this again? And you're like,
yeah. Or they call you the wrong name. Is this Billy again? Oh, Billy. Who are you talking to, Billy?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's what
dads do. You don't remember any of this?
No, my dad died when I was 8.
Okay. Well, all right.
Sounds terrible, though.
Okay, speaking of phones, do you know? Yeah, you do know. Mm. You were here when the internet came out,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dial up. I remember my friend. Yeah,
and you'd be like, it's either you had a conversation or you were on the internet. You couldn't do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My rich friends had two phone lines.
A second phone line.
Yeah.
We did eventually because I paid for it in my parents' house. But up until that point, I don't know if you ever had it so slow where it's like 18.8 or whatever it was, where like to get a picture, it's like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like one line at a time, and you've almost got a picture downloaded, and then your brother picks up the phone. And it doesn't save what you got. If you didn't get the whole thing, you didn't get it.
Oh, no.
So you're pirating music off of Napster, mm-hmm. or you're doing whatever, and if like they picked up the phone, you're just like, and for me, it was pornography, but it's, so you're getting like, and you've almost got the whole picture, and it's like, and you just hear the modem go, and it's just gone.
Wow.
Yep, I remember those days. I remember that exact scenario.
What was the other one that I really... Oh, payphones. You don't have any idea what that's like.
I've never had to use one. I just, like, take pictures next to them.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used one either, but I remember seeing them.
You've never had to, like... Did you ever have a pager?
No.
No.
Why would we need that?
What, am I a drug dealer?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. We're talking about these things that happened in the olden days,
yeah.
And we wouldn't accept it now. Aaron found the video. Okay. The one that still blows my mind, and that, like, I don't think you guys fully understand, but you do because you've seen the video. Drunk driving was always illegal. We're not saying it wasn't,
mm-hmm.
but nobody cared. You only cared when your uncle got killed by a drunk driver, and you're like, oh, man, that sucks. But, like...
Well, it sounds like they, back in the day, they placed more emphasis on the word drunk. Like, you had to be...
Drunk,
you drink a couple beers while you're driving. You
can drink and drive, but you can't be drunk driving.
Yeah, right. Which is how it works.
There was never a roadside. I mean, there wasn't like, or like when they, what do you call that? When they, it is a roadside. Yeah. It's like, where the they, checkpoint, the roadblock, checkpoint.
Sobriety checkpoint, yeah.
Yes.
Well, because the cops were drinking too.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
We drank with the cops.
You did?
Of course. I can't, you guys, it's so weird because I think about this and it makes me feel like I'm 100 years old, but I think that Longmont was just different. My dad would write a note that said, sell him Paul Malls and then give me $5 and I would ride my bike to Walgreens at 9th and like Kimbark or wherever it is in Longmont or where it was. I'd walk up and go, I need a pack of Paul Malls, and they would sell it to me as like a 9-year-old.
Wow.
Just because you had a note.
I had a note from my dad. They're like, oh, clearly you wouldn't forge that.
Oh, my God.
So drinking? You'd sell Paul Malls to a child. And when it comes to smoking.
His money's green. Right? We'll take it.
Who didn't smoke? Like.
Oh, yeah. I do remember the smoking. Oh, so this is even before there was smoking and non-smoking. It was just.
You just smoked.
Everything was smoking. Yeah.
There was. You didn't. Like, the non-smokers were the minority. Like, when you went to a restaurant, you just. Like, they're smoking on airplanes. I wouldn't know. I was never on one.
But like, on airplanes? Doesn't it seem...
That's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Just look it up.
Pressure
you just,
and...
No, of course. But it's just a smoke box. You're just clam baking the whole flight.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It was like... What was the thing we were just talking about off air? That, like,
the seatbelts.
Oh, oh my God, seatbelts. Yes.
But that used to... Why wouldn't you wear your seatbelt?
Why would you?
To live? To be
I
safe?
I am dead serious.
Safety first.
It's so weird that I get in my car and automatically put it on. We grew up, I can't believe you can't relate to this. Please text 303-222-5423 if you can relate. I was always told, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. It's safer to not wear it.
I have heard that.
So you will be thrown clear of the vehicle.
What? Yeah.
It's a legitimate, like, I grew up going, don't put that on. You want to be thrown clear. Yeah. Like, if we roll over, you want to be over there.
What?
Like, dude.
Trust me, I've had a couple beers. Get in. What?
That is insane. I actually saw a Jeep the other day and I took a picture of it because he had a bumper sticker on it that was like, No seatbelts, we die like men. And I took a picture because I thought it was so funny and like not serious at all.
What?
It's what we genuinely believe.
Live like a man. What are you doing? Live.
And I remember seeing like pictures of the car seats.
Okay.
The old in like the 80s where it was like the metal. It's almost like what you would get at like the little booster seats at McDonald's where it's just like, that's the car
seat.
Yeah,
and we just strapped a kid in it. It wasn't strapped to your car at all. The latch system didn't exist. The kid was less safe in a car seat because it's basically a slide around on the seat. It's like,
well, there is a lot of stuff like that with kids because I remember for a long time it's like lay them down on their stomach. That's where they sleep the best. And then it was like, don't do that.
Lay them down on their stomach and then cover them with lots of blankets and different
they'll be chilly. It's like,
right?
Don't do that.
Put some extra stuffed animals in there. And it was like, what are we? Let them play with that plastic bag a little longer.
What was going on? I don't understand.
The other one that really freaks me out, did you ever go to a gate at the airport when you didn't have a ticket?
I think so, but I don't remember it because we flew a lot.
Yeah, your mom worked for the airline.
Yeah. So and we went on like so many vacations prior to 9/11.
Yes.
So I'm sure we just walked up to gates. Wow. But I don't remember it.
You could go meet, if somebody's flying in, you when they came up the jetway, you were standing there because you could. You didn't need a ticket. You just go all the way in and you walk somebody all the way. That's why in movies where they're like, and they walk, it was like, okay, I'm getting on the plane. Like that's.
Yeah.
That was real.
Wow.
You're smoking a joint as you're, here's how good it was though, because I worked at the airport before September 11th.
Oh.
Your girlfriend could come out to the gate you worked at.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you could.
Okay.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Take her into the family restroom.
Okay. What, and smoke a cigarette?
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is okay.
What?
Is this the first time you've heard of guys getting Botox?
But it's the first time I've heard a different name for it.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's called what?
Brotox.
Okay.
Why do you need a special name for it?
Is it a different fluid they put in your face?
No.
Why isn't it just called Botox?
Great question.
Because it's not like girly, you know? It's for bros. I don't know. It's stupid. I think it's always stupid when... Why do we need different names?
You don't. It's Botox. You know, I don't need like.
Yeah. I don't need even like bromance. Like that's my friend. My friend. Like you know how women have friends. That's my friend.
I don't need to call it bromance.
There is something cute about it.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm leaning towards Botox. And speaking of that, hold on. I'm gonna look directly. I need it, don't I?
I don't think
look
you do.
Look how angry I am.
No.
Look at his. Okay. TX forehead is perfect.
No. We don't compare.
I can't. Is it folding yet? Is it creasing?
It doesn't crease ever. Are you? Here's the thing. I've been thinking about this lately, and I think I'm doing it today.
Botox?
One, if you know a place that does good, but I almost just drove into a place. I was like charging my car near Park Meadows, and then I was like, it just hit me. I'm like, I looked in my rearview mirror, and I was like, dude, you are so you have angry eyes. You're like Mr. Potato Head when he puts in his angry eyes. And I'm like, just because I have the stuff in between. So I wanted to do it, and I just hit Botox near me, and there was just a place. Like, can you just do that? Can you just walk in and go, hey, my name is Michael, and I just really want you to poke my face.
I would still
want to
schedule an appointment. Why? But I don't know.
If they have an opening, it says it said walk-in is welcome.
Yeah, I always see like signs. Sometimes they put the big kind of not the wacky wavy inflatable guys, but they put them
out front of a Botox.
I've seen it before where it's like, hey, the unit price and like, hey, come on in. Yeah, walk-ins welcome.
What is a good price right now? I used to get it for like $8 or $9 a unit. I think it's way more than that right now.
I would say maybe 12 a unit now. I go right next door. They're wonderful.
Right next door here?
Yeah.
Where?
I have literally walked there. And then just walked to the station.
I don't, neither of you.
Restorative injectables. It's by Urban Egg, whatever that one is.
Urban Egg.
Oh,
Urban
over
Egg.
By, yeah. Oh, that's, you can't walk there from here.
Yeah, you can.
You have to walk under I-25, you psychopath.
You go, no, just on top over there and then down.
You walk over I-25.
Yeah.
Okay, no, it's a terrible idea. Okay, no. Here's the thing that I was thinking. Okay, two things. Where should I go get Botox?
Yeah. Botox to me implies like, we don't clean the needles. You know? Like, who cares, bro?
It's rusty tuna can lid. And if you send me where I should go with your unit price.
What?
303-222-5423. Why not? Well, yeah. I will go in. I'll
what
go
do
tonight.
You need Botox? I don't understand.
Because
I'm
angry. Because I'm. It,
I
it's
know,
just...
but Botox isn't going to change that.
No.
You've been angry the day I met you, brother.
I set you up for that, and it makes me so mad. Here's the thing that I wasn't sure I was going to do, but I'm going to do it. I think if you're getting Botox, that you're not telling us. Because
me?
Yes.
Oh.
Because your forehead literally doesn't move at all. Like, do you see the top of his forehead? I know it's radio people, just let us describe it. He has a Botox forehead, yeah. And sometimes it's a little shiny. Why does your head get shiny when you have Botox? Mm.
I don't know.
I don't understand the physiological. It's because your sweat glands are just like, what the hell's going on up there? Or what's going on? But like you.
It's probably oily.
Well,
adult acne.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up.
No, you don't have any of that. I think you're one of those guys who's more vain than we know. And you don't want people. You like, this is your thing. Like,
I
have perfect
no.
hair and a perfect forehead, and
I don't think he would be willing to spend money on it. Truly.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Really?
I would
look that good.
So I guess this is a point of privilege, maybe. But I genuinely, you are talking about the lines on your forehead.
These right here in between
I don't see them. I do not see them.
Are you kidding me?
I never look at anyone and think, wow, they got a lot of lines. I just think that's how they look. They look that way. I don't think of it that way.
Erin has none on her head right now. No, you can give yourself some when you do like face. But like, here's the problem. Like when you Botox, these wouldn't be here ever. Like it's the ones that are just there when I'm not going to make any expression. There's still lines.
Oh, okay.
I want to get rid of that.
Why, though? It seems...
I don't know.
Okay. You know I watch QVC. Oh, all right? I've said this before.
I don't know how we ended up here.
On QVC, I watch it every night, and a lot of times they have all sorts of...
How are you married and I'm single? I know about wines. I know about food. I do great things. I'm learned.
All that on QVC.
I legitimately am a Renaissance motherfucker. I am. And QVC is
every
in
night.
The house.
Every night.
And HSN. I mean, not to leave them out. They're the same parent company, but.
Maybe you should try QVC.
It's not right. It's. Honey, there's a spot on the couch. Honey, like
it's just at the end of the night. I always check in to see what they're selling. This is
so much worse.
Wait, have you bought anything from
them? Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've bought stuff from JTV too. That's jewelry television. My wife's bought. Anyways, what I'm saying, they sell all sorts of creams and facial stuff.
I'm just saying, this isn't helping with my angry eyes.
But they always show the before and after, and I can never even tell the difference. On the before and after. I don't know what they're even pointing at.
I hate you so.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about something not controversial.
I'm so nervous.
Being overweight or being underweight or being an ideal weight. Are we allowed to talk about those things?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to look at somebody and go, no, probably not. But like your BMI is a little high. Like you seem a little big.
I think you would be allowed to say it, but also like I mean you're not a doctor and I didn't ask you, so I think it would just be kind of rude. Like you would be allowed to.
I wouldn't take
you to jail for it. But
here's the reason. Okay, I just got to get the story out.
Yeah.
Because
you're digging.
Because I'm gonna
hole
dig
right
a hole.
Yeah.
You're right. Thank you.
Let him dig. Come on.
Why didn't you help me like 18 seconds earlier? There's a restaurant. It's in Thailand, so I don't know what. We don't have to dox them and go there and protest or anything. They have what's called a skinny discount.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the thing. I don't think, with all due respect to everybody in this room,
none of us would fit.
Holy
Absolutely
crap.
Not.
Did you see the thing?
No, but I can picture it. Because being skinny there is also
it's like
very
a, it's
wanted.
Like a, it's like a bike rack. It's like a big, tall bike rack, right?
Oh.
And you, and like, if you can fit between these two poles, it's 5%. Between these two poles, it's 10%.
Oh, no. I couldn't fit these two poles, it's 15%. No.
Like, I don't think we'd get the 5%.
No.
The 5% looks really close together.
Yeah.
I didn't even need to look. I knew I wouldn't fit.
Yeah, no, you're not getting through. I don't think you can get
through. I need
through.
A double door.
I, for
just,
real?
Just regularly.
I don't think you get through the regular price.
Stop. Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't. It's not
yes,
that
he would.
Bad.
I'm looking at it. He would.
He'd have to suck it in. It's really small.
I'm always sucking it in, okay. Buddy.
Here's the... Okay. How do I... I don't know how to say this. Is that... So people are up in arms. That's fat shaming. And it's like...
I don't know if you fully explained it. So it's these metal things and you slide through and you get a different percentage of discount with
depending
how
on which
small,
two you get through.
Yes. Yeah.
If you can't get through any of them, there
full
is
price.
A...
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's full price.
Okay.
But, and so... And really, it's just a novelty and it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to,
and you like, get a discount on food because you can fit through the smallest one, therefore you need more food. You're underweight. Here you go.
Or they just think
you're gonna eat less.
Is
and
that's what I was
get.
Wondering. Yeah.
Is it like an all you can eat? Because I will say this.
I don't know.
Like, have you guys ever been to like a Brazilian steakhouse?
Churrascaria.
Mm. They're so expensive. Like Rodizio is a little cheaper, and it's actually one of my favorites. Fogo de Chão is kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's Texas G Brazil, which is really, really upper and kind of.
Is that like Texas Roadhouse?
It's
way better.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. It drives me nuts because it's like $60 a person to go in there.
Yeah. But it's
it's all you can eat.
Okay, yeah. But you better
eat. I don't get my money's worth.
Why not?
Because I don't gorge myself like that.
Mm, yeah, that's where you're going wrong.
But how do I go in and go, hey guys, could you just look at me? But that's the other misleading thing is because like the Kobayashi, the guy who can fire down more hot dogs than anybody, is a whale.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, some of them are like actually ripped. They have like abs and stuff because they need to
be able to hold
the competitive eaters. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just saying for buffets,
you can't judge.
Why though?
Because you can't.
Because
you never know.
But
sometimes you do know. Mm,
like I've walked into Texas G Brazil and went, that guy's going to eat way more than me.
You don't know that.
I do. I mean, he's got a great, he walked in with gravy stains on.
He's pointing at me.
No, so I'm not. I'm pointing near you. No, but you.
He thinks it's Texas Roadhouse. He's going to eat a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I own a business, why would I not be allowed to go? Why would it be the same price? I am not insulting either one of you when I say what I'm about to say. If I own an all-you-can-eat buffet and Aaron and Tiak walk in, why can't I go, you, $20. You, $70.
Because one, that's terrible.
Why is that terrible? Because he's like...
I'm good to eat, yeah. I that's a bargain for what I'm going to eat.
Right!
No,
can't I slide and steal it?
I think I could out-eat both of you guys.
I think you could too, but I don't think you would.
Let's go to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. <That's>, I like that.
No, they don't have all you can eat.
No, they don't.
We can
There should be, you should almost pay, like I went to McGregor Square recently and they have the cool beer wall with the taps.
Yeah.
And you just give them your card.
Yes.
And then your balance is zero. And then every time you go up to fill up a beer, your balance just goes up. And if they were just like, hey, you can drink unlimited, but it's $50, I would have thought, I'm not going to drink $50 worth. But if I went plate by plate or drink by drink, like now I'm paying for what I'm getting and everything seems fair.
You get to see how much.
Yeah, so they should almost do it just by
trips. I would love
trips.
A restaurant like that where it's like, hey, it's so much per pound, but then if you start feeling yourself getting up to that $50 limit, then it's just $50 for all you can eat.
I like that, yeah.
Just let me shoot the moon at a certain point when I'm like, oh, wow. I'm still kind of hungry and I've already eaten 35. I'm going to just go ahead and do the all. I'm all in.
Mm.
I like that, yeah.
I want to go unleashed. Mm-hmm. And then, like, let's go.
Push all the dinner rolls on the table. I'm all in.
But, like, I just think, as a business owner, you think it's rude, Aaron, but I do.
I think it's so discriminatory. I think it's fat phobic.
It's not fat phobic. It's the real, like, I get to charge. If you want all you can eat, then I get to decide
how much I think you can eat. No,
yes,
you don't. You don't.
Why don't? 303-222-5423. Why don't I? Like, I get to, like, go, I don't know. And if I bet wrong, if Kobayashi comes in, this 80-pound little Asian guy comes in. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go $20 on him, and he's just like, and I'm like, oh, I guess wrong. But like,
well, and I don't know that I don't know that it's discriminatory because they're allowing everyone to eat. Yes. You either get a discount or you don't get a discount. They're not like they're not turning anyone away.
Yes. If they said you can't come in if you're big, then that's bad. Why do you think it's not fat phobic? Because it's also skinny phobic.
It is.
It's not phobic at all. It's just like,
how about you just let everyone walk through the normal door?
Yeah, but if I want to give you a discount, it's got people talking about it right now. So it's kind of genius. It's like we're talking about
in a terrible way. I'm not going to go to Thailand and visit them.
I'm going to Thailand, but not for that. I don't know how we. Okay, so are you going or not going?
I don't know. Is it a Texas Roadhouse? We didn't establish that. What is the restaurant?
Not.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who has the greatest excuse for being naked in public I've ever heard in my life.
Ooh, okay.
Can't wait to use it later.
What?
I've got a story of something relaxing that could kill you.
I know what I'm thinking.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in China decided to go.
The giant pause there. We all know what we're not going to do there. Yep. Go ahead.
He was treating himself to a relaxing massage.
Oh.
Not himself, not, but he went to go get one.
Oh my.
That's what I mean. anyways, the masseuse.
So here I am. I just really need to relax. So I'm gonna.
The masseuse was doing their job. He said it felt great until they did a more vigorous maneuver.
Okay.
That's when he felt a really sharp pain in his neck, followed by a massive headache.
What?
He went to the ER the next morning. After he woke up with slurred speech, numbness on the left side of his body.
What?
The masseuse,
they snapped his neck?
Yeah, they. What? Well, more than that. The masseuse accidentally ripped a hole in an artery leading to his brain, and then he had a stroke because of it.
What?
That can happen?
I guess.
That's terrifying.
Luckily, the doctors treated him on time. He's okay. He's going to make a full recovery, but I don't know.
So, good thing it wasn't one of the happy ending massages.
Exactly.
I paid extra for this.
Wow. That is.
That's okay. I've never gotten a massage, and I don't know that I will now.
Yeah, well, on behalf of the massage industry, thank you. That was unnecessarily cruel, wasn't it? My story's out of Kentucky. There was a dude who was wandering down the highway with no pants on, causing quite the ruckus. Eventually, police, fire, helicopter, SWAT, they were all dispatched.
Seems unnecessary.
He kicked the door of a squad car right when they arrived, and they're like, well, this isn't going to go well for you.
Yeah.
When asked where he was going without any clothes on, he said, I'm on my way to buy some pants.
Well, that's...
All right, sir.
Checks out. Have a good day, sir.
That's how they get you. You gotta... never-ending loop.
Why wouldn't that work?
I don't know, yeah.
I'm trying
to remedy the situation.
I'm literally...
I'm trying to fix it. What else do you want me to do?
What else could I do right now? Yeah, it's like the chicken before the egg.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't buy pants without pants, but I can't get pants without buying... Like, so,
yeah.
Turns out I was under the influence of a few things, so they just just shot him.
No, they didn't. They did not.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.